Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, allow me to extend greetings on behalf of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Southern Africa, Oromondo Parish Council, Parish Partnership Committee, and all congregational partnership committees, and our newly elected Rapis Project Committee. To my colleague, Pastor Diana, and the entire leadership of this congregation, I thank you for giving me this opportunity to minister today. Our sermon text this Sunday, the seventh Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 1 to 9, 18 to 23. I will not repeat it. The theme of my sermon says, "Let us keep sowing." Let us keep sowing. When we read the three Gospels known as the Synoptic Gospels, the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Mark, and the Gospel of Luke, all these three Gospels do portray Jesus, who loves to use parables in his preaching and in his teachings. Jesus loved to use this teaching method, knowing that his audiences will understand him better by something they are familiar with. Most of Jesus' parables are related to agriculture, and people by then do understand how agriculture works. For example, in the very same chapter we read today, there are many parables, and all those parables are related to agriculture. The parable of the weeds among the wheat, the parable of the mustard seed, the parable of the yeast, the parable of the pearl, the parable of the net, and the parable of the sower. This chapter is the parables chapter. And all these parables hold a great spiritual truth. Today's pericope contains the parable of the sower, where Jesus shares a story about a farmer scattering seeds, which land on four different types of soil or ground. While the seed, which is the word of God, is the same, the results differ based on the condition of the ground it lands on. Firstly, the hard soil or the hard ground. The first kind of soil is the hardest kind of soil where it is trodden upon. The seed does not settle well, and the bird comes and takes it away. This represents individuals who hear the message, but immediately have it snatched away because they do not understand or accept it. Yet the word has no effect because it never penetrates and is quickly taken away. Secondly, the rocky ground or the rocky soil. This second kind of soil is where there is a thin layer of soil and it does not allow the deep roots, so the seed grows fast, very fast. But when difficulties come in the shape of the sun, it withers or dries or dies. And it proves itself to be unfruitful. This seed sprouts quickly, but dries up under the sun because it lacks deep roots. This represents people who receive the message with instant joy, but fall away as soon as trouble or persecution arises. Jesus was also encouraging and warning his disciples and his followers that they will encounter difficulties while spreading the gospel and should keep sowing. Thirdly, the thorny soil or thorny ground. This is the kind of soil which is in the midst of lots of thorns. A lot of competition, so that it is ultimately dominated by the thorns, choked up by the thorns. This symbolizes those people who hear the word but allow the worries of this life and wealth to suffocate their faith. The thorny ground describes someone who received the word but whose heart is full of riches, pleasures and lusts. The things of this world take their time and attention away from the word and ends up having no time for it. Lastly, the good soil. Only the last kind of soil or ground, which is a good soil, a seed gets implanted that it could blossom and flourish to amazing fruitfulness. This seed takes root and produces a plentiful harvest. This describes believers who hear the word, truly understand it, and live lives that produce spiritual fruit. Their faith takes root and grows, producing a large, yes, harvest, yielding 30, yielding 60, or 100 times that was sown. This good seed portrays the one who hears, understand and receive the word, and then allow the word to accomplish its results on his or her life. Here, good hearers do three things. They listen, they keep what they hear in their minds and hearts, and act upon it. They translate what they've heard into praxis, or practice and action. These four kinds of soil are meant to teach us the four kinds of hearers in this world. That is why this parable is a parable about hearing. Interestingly, we ourselves do fall or belong to one of those four kinds of soil. We are not excluded. In this parable, Jesus is saying we as the church are in a position of a farmer who keeps sowing. Knowing the types of soil he or she is sowing, that they are different. Every farmer knows that some of the seed he or she sows will be lost. It cannot all grow. That is the reality we face as the church. That is the reality we face as Christians. While spreading or preaching God's word, we should know that some will not accept it. We should know that some will not accept it. Let us keep sowing, preaching the message of repentance. In Luke 15, verse 7, it is written that Jesus says, "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." This parable is also warning and encouraging us not to dry up when life gets hot, when life gets tough, but keep sowing the seed, which is God's word. The point is that the hearts of those we preach to are not the same in responding to God's word. But if one is transformed, that one person can touch the lives of many positively. Let us keep sowing the seed. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hands and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I thank you.